Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein, your host for today. Asian marsh birds. I'm sorry, I was still thinking about the planetarium and stuff, Brenda. I'm talking about Martians. But Asian marsh birds are rarely seen in North America. But recently, as Brenda will talk to us here in just a moment, there was one confirmed sighting of the ruff in Juneau. It was the last time one was spotted here. It was about 8 years ago. So you can imagine that Brenda Wright and the other people at the Audubon Society are pretty excited about this and interested in talking to us about this and other things. So Brenda Wright, thanks so much for coming in. Brenda's the program manager for the Audubon Society. Tell us about this, the Asian marsh ruff.
Yes, it's a really interesting bird because it has this beautiful black collar of feathers that fluff around, and it doesn't have a standard color. It can be modeled this or modeled that, but the black ruff is around its neck.
They're kind of like a sandpiper kind of a bird, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. They are a shorebird, yes, indeed. And they are hanging with some lesser yellow legs. And I brought that up because if you go out in the around here, a lot of folks know what yellow legs look like. And it's easy enough to find a picture of them. But the ruff is about twice as big, but it's hanging with these little guys. So.
That's my default bird. Whenever someone asks me, what's that bird? I always say, lesser yellow leg.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
at least
it's a depressive name.
Oh, well, yeah. it's only slightly lesser than the greater.
Yes. But well, that's interesting. So to just a casual observer, if I were to go out there, I would just think, oh, there's a sandpiper, probably, right?
Well, no.
It's very distinctive?
It's pretty odd looking compared to most of the things we see in the summertime. So I think it might catch your eye just from its hanging with those smaller ones and making it looking so different.
Yeah. And I did a little research on it because I thought, oh, great, I'll bring up the song of the Asian, but they don't really sing very much. They don't make a lot of noise. They're known as being fairly silent, silent birds.
Mm-hmm. And I was really interested to see that they actually do, they're Eurasian birds, and they spend time in Africa, too. So they come to both sides of the continent, the North America, both the East Coast and the West Coast.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's interesting. But again, rare on both coasts,
yes,
for North, for America, for the American continent.
Yeah, they're Eurasian. Their hot spot is Eurasia.
Yeah, interesting. Well, you were walking in here, I was saying, how are you doing? You were saying, well, I'm a little damp, and everyone is. How does that affect birds here in Juneau? I'm sure that, obviously, they're used to a little bit of rain, but when it's really consistent and heavy like this, are there certain things that people can either help with, or feeders, or things like that?
No, this time of year, there's quite a bit of food available, the natural food, and that's always best for birds. So we do get, you know, we get a little concerned about the open nest birds like the robins or the juncos, but hopefully they've put them in a nice snug place this time, because there's plenty of food, and as long as they get their feathers pretty fast, they can keep their own body temperature.
And they had such a good hot, sunny beginning of the summer. As you were saying last week, a lot of them are having their second kind of clutch, second round of little hatchlings.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a higher mortality that can be associated for the little baby birds in sort of wetter, damper weather?
Yes, there is. And then that's a great lead-in question for my talking about eBird and NestWatch.
Yeah.
Because they're both the citizen science, and the best way to get involved is to check out the web pages. They're both associated with Cornell University in New York, and everything is free. And you can find out more about all about birds. Gives you all the information you might want to know about how many eggs or what the nest looks like, where the range is, where they're common. But then you can go to Birds of the World, and that's an encyclopedia.
Cornell is really such a great resource for birds, isn't it? They mm-hmm. also have the online resource for calls and all that.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah, it is amazing. You can just going through the web page is really crazy. I was just checking to see how many times a ruff had been seen in Juneau. You know, so I went back to 2004. There was at least four different ruffs in Juneau over since 2004.
And it's all accounted for there. Yeah.
Yep,
well, that's really great. You know, K2 News a little bit earlier this week had an article about how bird watching can open up all kinds of economic opportunities, and how birders are sort of account for not just independent travelers, but also sort of independent travelers that stay longer and that sort of thing. What was your perspective on that? I'm sure you read that as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because I get in touch with a lot of folks. They actually correspond with the Juneau Audubon through the webpage or Facebook and say, we're coming, and although we have this nice map of places where there's birds, tell us more. Tell us really where they are.
Yeah, give us the real dirt.
Yes.
On where to find the good birds. Yeah.
Yeah. And just this past week, I was helping a person from Ohio that was doing a big year, you know, a personal big year. And so he'd come to Alaska
Tell
for
me
9
what that
days.
Is. What's
a big year is when you try to see as many birds as possible. And your goal, if you're in North America, is over 700, because there's just a few over 700 in North America.
Wow.
And so
your goal is to see 700 birds in 1 year?
In North America, or, you know, if your big year's in Australia.
Sure.
Whatever. But you start January 1st, you end December 31st, and if you run out of money, then you're too bad.
That's when you know to stop.
Yes,
that's when you know to stop. You've run out of money.
So well, this gentleman had come specifically to Alaska for 9 days for birds, and he just had sent me a note later that he's got 31 species on his life list. And he also got 61 species he had not yet seen in North America while he's here. So he's up to 400 and some birds already.
Wow.
And it's
all right.
Not August yet.
Yeah. that's so interesting. What are the birds that the international or national travelers, when they come to Alaska, what are the ones that are typical of, like, okay, this is the place where you find the bird? I mean, puffin comes to mind.
Yes. But for this gentleman, it was our dark-eyed junco, our Pacific wren, and the chestnut-backed chickadee.
Oh, all right. Well, I've seen those in my yard, or two
yes,
of them anyway.
Indeed.
So,
depending
great.
On where you're from, you know, things are more interesting or more different
right.
from where you are.
I know that sometimes I've heard a lot about the marbled murrelet as being a bird that is found, you know, commonly in this area,
yes.
but has really had seen hard times on other areas in the Pacific Coast.
Yes, unfortunately for it, it really likes to nest in old growth trees. So the great deal of logging in Oregon and Washington certainly cut down on the numbers down there. But up here, they like to nest at Eagle Crest.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's great. That's great. Well, is there anything else that people should know about happening in the bird world?
I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that Juneau Audubon is inviting you to a potluck on August 26th at Sandy Beach. For all members or anybody who wants to be a member, just to get to talk to us and see what we're going to do for programs this fall and winter. And so everybody's invited, and hope you can come.
That's great. August 26th.
Nice.
Okay, so we've got plenty of time to plan here, but August 26th. Well, Brenda, thanks so much. We appreciate your weekly visits here, telling us everything about birds we need to know and in the area. Brenda Wright, Program Manager for the Juneau Audubon Society. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Andy.
Okay.
Support for Juneau.